It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Thank you very much, Shona. By the way, that's Shona. We don't give her credit enough time. Sure we don't, Katie?
She probably got paid for the service, did she?
Oh, jeez. Well, she probably did.
So, I mean, but, you don't get credit and get paid. You can choose one or the other. You
we give her both. But the lady, the voice at the start of the podcast, who says, what does she say?
I can't Happy remember. Friday.
No, on the liner. What did she say?
Oh, I thought you meant in person. What
in
did
person,
she say?
In person, she says Happy Friday. Happy Even Friday. If it's a Tuesday, yeah. She say. Anyway, her name is Shona. And we worked with Shona for many, many years. And she's a lovely girl.
I think she's married now, is she?
But we don't need to discuss her private life.
No, but is she?
She just records the ads.
Did she get married recently?
What does this
I think she did.
Yeah, she did.
Who else got married? Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yes, yes.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. Sorry, that's a nickname we have for somebody, Guardian of the Galaxy. Nothing to do with our Shona. So our Shona did get married recently. Has absolutely nothing to do with this podcast. But Shona, just so you know the voice behind the ad, yeah? She's a lovely voice, isn't she?
She does have a lovely voice, yeah.
Big fan of Shona, I am. Anyway, welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter. Now, what do we want to talk about on this episode? Well, he's back in the news again. This is probably, well, I'm going to say that and then touch wood because you never know what happens.
Oh, I think but you're, oh, no.
I'm about to say it's probably the last time we're talking about
it. I don't think so.
Okay, I can say it and then it won't be.
No, but you can say it, but I don't think it is going to be.
Okay,
really
I'm
going to
say it anyway. This is probably the last time that we will talk about this man on Opinions Matter. We've spoken about him so much over the years on this podcast. Since this story came to light in 2022. Mm-hmm. So it's been going on four long years this has been going on. And it is, of course, the conversation about Enoch Burke, because big news, and we, in fairness, we only ever talk about him when there's something to talk about in the news about him. And big news.
And people give out about him, but everybody talks about him.
Everybody
has an opinion on the whole thing.
He's a divisive person.
He is.
That means he divides opinion.
Yeah, thanks.
There's both sides. He's a divisive person. And last night, or yesterday evening, the news broke and we put it up on our Facebook page and the reaction, people just go mad.
Yeah.
It's very divisive, Katie.
It's very divisive. What does that mean?
Divides opinion. Okay. Which is why we're talking about it, because both sides of the opinion. Anyway, Enoch Burke, last night, or yesterday evening, it was revealed that he had officially lost his job at Wilson's hospital school after an appeals panel upheld a decision to sack him. So as you know, this has been going on since 2022. He was a teacher at the school, Wilson's Hospital School. He was a German teacher and a history teacher, from what I believe. And this all stemmed from a dispute back in 2022. He was suspended following incidents arriving from a request from the school's then principal to address a student by a new name and pronoun. And from what we believe, what we found out in the meantime, is that student wasn't even a student of his. It just happened to be a student in the school. So it wasn't even a student in the class. But anyway, he said, no, it goes against my religious beliefs. I don't believe in they-them pronouns. And I don't believe in transgenderism and so on and so forth. And that's what kicked it off. And then there were other issues that happened after it involving him and the then principal, where he cornered the principal on more than one occasion. Then he was put on leave. He wasn't sacked from the school, so he's still getting a wage. Up until today, I suppose, or yesterday, he was still getting a wage from the school. And as you know, I don't need to fill you in on what happened in between. He was turning up at the school all the time. There was a barring order out for him to stay away from the school. He was breaking that regularly by going to the school and was being arrested and thrown back into prison. Let's make one thing very clear for people who are listening to this. The only reason Enoch Burke is in prison is because of him. He can literally walk out of prison if he says, I'll never go near that school again. He officially is no longer an employee of the school. In a meeting, the board confirmed its decision to terminate Burke's employment. In front of it, I believe he was sent a letter or a email or whatever way it was done, basically informing him now he is officially no longer an employee of that company. So just like you, if I was to talk about a job you previously worked in when you worked in a creche, yeah, you left the creche, you weren't fired from the creche, but you no longer work there.
Yeah.
Yep. So you can't go to that creche now. You couldn't go up to that creche and walk in and go, I used to work here, lads.
Yeah,
I want to sit back down. You couldn't go near it. In fact, everybody listening, just to make this very clear, because people are very stupid about this whole topic when it comes to Enoch Burke, and they're very confused. He no longer works for that school. Okay? No longer works for the school. So cannot go near it. If he does go near it, he'll literally be, no, he's not going to go near it at the moment, But if he does go near it, he will be arrested straight away. Now, straight away, Davin has been on. Jeremy, why do you hate him? I don't hate anybody, Davin. And I don't know where you got that from. I've never used the word hate with Enoch Burke. So I don't hate anybody. Nobody I hate. So stop creating bullshit for the sake of it. Don't hate him. I think he's a bit of a clown. I think he should have backed away a long, long time ago, and we wouldn't have had this fiasco. Because at the end of all this, you have to remember, there is a school in the middle of this where students are studying for exams, for leaving cert exams, junior cert exams, and this fiasco has been going on since 2022. He's a very, very stubborn man. A lot of people say he stands up for his principles. I think he's a very, very stubborn man.
I would say he stands up for his principles.
He does, but he also believes...
I would say he stands up for what
that family, in my opinion, that family believes that their law is above the law of the land. And that's bollocks. You cannot have that. They believe that God should have the final say in everything. That's not the way it works in the real life. Okay?
No, it's so, not. And he should not have attacked the school principal. Like, that's... You just don't do that.
Verbally attacked, yeah.
But he should have never been reprimanded over wanting to stick by his own beliefs.
But we've moved on from that.
That's the catalyst.
Okay,
to
but
all
we've
this.
Discussed that before. We're not discussing that anymore.
So where was the school right to sack him?
So what?
But
do
it
you,
is yes. obviously going to come back to him standing by his beliefs.
What do you make? Well, no, it doesn't, because it moved on since then. That was the first thing, but there was so much that happened after it. Okay, so much that happened after.
It has evolved massively since
then. I would say to any of you, yeah, if you believe that it was unfair. And we want a balanced discussion on this. So as usual, for those of you listening to this podcast, we recorded it live. And as we're recording it live, Amanda and Air Katie are looking for opinions from all sides. All sides. So we don't have an agenda. We want to take opinions from all sides on this. Okay. But it has moved on. It has moved on. And I would say to all of you who believe that it was wrong to sack him, which has officially happened now, I would suggest to all of you, on Monday morning, regardless of what job you have, I would ask you to go into your boss. Just do this as a social experiment. You as well, Katie. Now, I know your boss and your daytime job is a lovely fella. Mm-hmm. But on Monday, what I would suggest to you is go into your boss and start shouting at him. Okay?
I want to keep my job.
No, but just go up to him. And I say this to all of you, no matter where you work, if you're working in a shop, if you work for a big company,
that's a bit out of context. So Enoch didn't just go in for no reason. There was confrontation there to begin with,
rewind it back then. On Monday, you all arrive into work, yeah? And your boss asks you to do something that you don't want to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So I want you to do, if it's UK, I want you to do an OB next Saturday.
Yeah.
You don't like working weekends, okay? Mm-hmm. So he's asking you to do something that goes against what you really want to.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you start shouting, no, I'm not fucking...
Not appropriate, not appropriate. I lose my job. I at least get a warning of some sort, if not on the spot dismissal, which is right. There is a way you conduct yourself within a professional environment. And being aggressive and confrontational, it's not the way to win anything. It's not the way to get your way at all.
Yeah.
You catch more bees with honey than with
fever. And I have to be honest, the Burke's good expression. The Burke's behavior at all the court cases and all that has just been absolutely embarrassing. They have no respect for the law of the land, in my opinion.
I'm very divided on this because
you can't scream in court.
I'm going back to Enoch. I'm divided because when you go back to the outset of it all, I agree with his right to stand up for what he believes in, and I admire him for sticking by his beliefs. But how he conducted himself there was a video earlier this week of them heckling the Taoiseach, and the Taoiseach can be heard in the video saying, can I have my space please, and they are literally jumping on him in his personal space. Now I know people have feelings about Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the Taoiseach, Taoiseach, all of that, but he still has a right to space regardless of what your thoughts are on him. It's nearly been like a comedy show. It's been entertainment.
Can we get John Foy on our Facebook page? He's saying you should go to the European Courts of Justice. The European Courts of Justice, John, do not deal with unfair dismissals or alleged unfair dismissals in schools. If Katie loses her job tomorrow, which is fairly likely, if you scream at your boss on Monday.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
If you lose your job on Monday, you cannot go to the European Courts of Justice. Mm. You can't and say, I lost my job.
I'm also fairly sure that this school has had plenty of legal advice.
Yes, of course they have.
about the matter okay. before doing it.
Let's get your opinions on it. What was your reaction when you heard that he was finally sacked? Is this the end of it? Do you believe that justice was served in the end? Because remember, in a country where we have laws, you have to follow the laws of the land. And a law of the land is not the law that you think it should be, okay? It's the law of the land. Here's Keith. This should be interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing this one.
You can't respect his religious beliefs. But only a couple of months ago, you were respecting a sheikh walking around with a fucking blade on him, on his belt. And you were telling everybody to respect his religious beliefs. Now, what if he would have went off his head and pulled that blade out of the sand and those people fucking up? Enoch just wouldn't call a boy a girl. And he was going against that.
He wasn't being asked.
Bullshit. And anyone else out there is going against it. They're fucking idiots. Why can't we not respect his? But he's wanting to respect a bunch of fucking pedophiles coming into the country that marry fucking children.
Oh, jeez.
Give me a head of wobble.
The what about Harry from Keith? That should be his new name. What about Harry Keith? First of all, Keith, on our previous episode where the teacher was in trouble for supporting Palestine, you were having a go with that teacher. How dare that teacher support Palestine? You can't have things both ways, Keith. Here is the thing. It's not about they, them at this stage. It's nothing about they, them.
Came after that.
It's what happened after that, Keith. And again, I would say to you, I don't know who your employer is, but I would say to you, Keith, go into your boss on Monday and start shouting at them in front of other people. See how you get on. Get back to me on Tuesday and let me know how you get on. Yeah, would you agree?
Yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Let's go to Lee. Lee, what do you make of the news last night that broke about Enoch Burke losing his job?
I think it's a bit of a sad state of affairs in the sense that it's all about, I suppose, forcing things on people to a point of how this all started. I don't agree with how they carried out their views or how they did it. I'm not a fan of that. But I do feel a sad situation, what was pushed on him in the first place. Do you know what I mean? Like, and the same, the whole way it's going in terms of that whole thing, in the sense that, like, even the Taoiseach lady came out with a statement saying, you know, that, oh yeah, like a child who hasn't reached puberty can decide if they're a boy or a girl or they can change. So I feel the way things are going.
No, sorry, just to cut across, your job as a teacher is to leave your religion and, as we heard yesterday, to leave any politics at the door. Your job is literally just
to
teach.
But this is different because he was challenged on this. It was the other way around. He didn't bring it into the classroom. It was brought to him.
Okay, but what happened?
There's a big difference when it's brought to somebody and somebody brings it into the classroom. From what I gather, am I right in saying he didn't begin it as such?
Sorry, that he didn't what?
He didn't begin it in the sense that it was said basically address this child as them, they.
No, from what I believe, now again, I did so many stories about this. But from what I believe, yeah. The student wasn't even a student of his. It just happened to be a student in the school. And, you know, there's two sides to this. If the parents...
Oh, no, there is, definitely. Yeah. But I wonder, like, what wasn't it a case, though, that he was approached because he wouldn't agree to address the person as them, they? Or was it a case he brought his belief in saying that I want to address that person in this way?
Well, he has...
Which is a big difference.
Okay, he has said multiple times since 2022 that he does not accept, as he calls it, transgender ideology, and he says he cannot accept that because of his religious beliefs.
I understand what you're saying. I understand that. But where did it begin? Did it begin with the fact that he wouldn't address a child as them, they? Was that brought to him? Or was that you brought into the classroom by him?
That I do not...
Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a big difference.
Yeah, no, there is. As in, again, what I believe, and someone can correct me, from what I believe, the student wasn't a student of his. So I don't even know if there was an opportunity where he had to... refer to a child as they or them, but it's the 4 years the 4 years after it, the fiasco, the circus.
I agree with you. You can't shout that your boss, you can't be like, he can't be in contempt of court and not get a repercussion of it, because if everyone was in contempt of court, everyone get off scot-free. The courts are making an example of him also, because they have to. you know what, like, so it's not a case that he's going to get off scot-free for unwarranted. He can't behave like that. He can't. And that's what why I'm saying. I don't agree with how he put his points across and how he behaved in getting his belief or his strong beliefs or what he felt was right.
So what happened here was he was obviously suspended from his job, and after, as part of the suspension, in the same way, if anyone listening to this is suspended from their job, Lee, if you're suspended tomorrow, Kate, if you're suspended, you will not be able to go into that place of work. That is standard practice. Yes. When you're suspended from a job, you're not allowed to go there. And as part of it, there was it turned out to be a restraining order. So there's a restraining order put on him to stay.
Yeah, he got a barring order from the building.
And he literally gave us two fingers. And I've been arguing with this with people over the last few years. If you do not respect a barring order, if you think Enoch was right to try and get into that school every day and break a barring order, what I would say to all of you is...
Is that why he stood at the gate, though? He didn't try to...
He was on the grounds as well. He was on the grounds as well.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've spoken to people who've seen him on the grounds. I would say to you... To every single one of you, if you do not respect a barring order that is appointed by the court...
Well, it's contempt of court.
Yes. Every day of the week, women get barring orders against abusive or alleged abusive partners. And men get barring orders. Barring orders. Lots of people have barring orders. So you cannot say on one hand that you support the idea of barring orders if it's in a domestic abuse situation, but Enoch... Again, he is not above the law.
No, he's not.
I've been saying
no.
He is not above the law. So whether you agree with him or not, he is not above the law. Would you agree, Leandra?
At that point, I'm just saying in general, it's a very sad world how this all began, and that nobody can check and say a word because I feel sorry for the whole situation as a whole and how it got out of hand to what it is. To where it's
ended. But it got out of hand. It got out of hand because he wouldn't... Look at the fiasco in the courts
every day.
Yeah,
but look at how it began. It's a bit ridiculous, is it not? As I said, it is ridiculous, and it's down to his behaviour and how he broke the barring orders and in contempt of court as a result. But what I'm trying to say is how it began is outrageous, and how this all even started is ridiculous.
But Lee, in your place of work, I don't know what type of company you work in, and in the same way as Katie, in my place of work, if a member of staff joined your company or joined our company and they wanted to use... the pronouns they, them. Yeah.
Okay.
You would have to.
The dispute began in May 2022.
The dispute began in May 2022 when the principal requested that staff address a transitioning student by their new name and use the pronoun they, them. I'd have to look it up, but I don't know if you can, your boss can request that you do that. I don't know that they can ask you to change your own beliefs to suit someone else's. I don't know if that's... They have the permission or authority to do that.
But I'm just saying, in your place of work, Katie, if next week someone started who wanted they, them pronouns, and you didn't...
I would be respectful enough to, whether I agree with it or not, or whether how I feel about it, I would respect them enough to do it. I wouldn't misgender them, but I wouldn't appreciate someone telling me to do it if I didn't want to do it. If I want to say, well, actually, no, my beliefs are that if you're born a woman, you're a woman, or a girl, you're a female, or if you're born, you're with a penis, you're male. If I want to believe that, I wouldn't be happy if somebody tried to make me go against my own beliefs either.
You're just being told to work professionally. That's all it is. Well, I know, Katie.
This is where the line is, though. It's being professional, but it's also going against his fundamental beliefs. He's a very, very religious man.
But he also is against the LGBTQ community.
Would they ask a Muslim teacher to do it?
Ask them to do what?
To pronounce someone. Would they ask a Muslim teacher? They probably wouldn't, Jeremy.
That question has been thrown out many, many times.
And I guarantee if it was a Muslim teacher said no, nothing would have been said.
We will never know unless it does actually happen.
Well, we will never know, but I can guarantee you if Enoch Burke was...
Well, there's no Muslim teacher, by the way, working in Catholic schools.
Okay, but I guarantee if this was an issue with a Muslim teacher... There wouldn't have been the same outcome. There wouldn't have been, because it would have been accepted that
if the parents had kicked up. Not if the parents had kicked up. We'd be in the exact same position. Anyway, I do not know is the answer. Stay there for a second, Lee. Let me go to Angela. Angela, what's your reaction to what happened last night?
Oh, Jesus, thank God he's been sacked. Like, it's just, okay, can we finally move on from this shite? Like, now, I am very much, let's put it this way, he's entitled to his beliefs. He is entitled to believe that a man can't be a woman can't be a man. That is his entitlement. But he was told He will not have to address the child. The child will never be in his class. They went, they, as far as I'm concerned, they went in above and beyond to kind of go, listen, okay, we respect your beliefs, but the child is going to be in the school, but we won't have you address him, have you speak to him, her, you know, they, them. I just, and you hit the nail on the head there.
Angela, is that actually true? Did they actually say you don't have to address the child and you don't? Well,
yeah, that he won't
so
have to address
the child.
So they
went out of their way to kind of really keep both sides happy.
Keep both sides happy. Mm. And you hit the nail on the head there, Katie. I don't believe a man can be a woman. I don't believe a woman can be a man. If a man wants to dress as a woman, off with him. If a woman wants to dress as a man, off with him. If I mistakenly say he, she to you by accident, don't criticise me.
But Angela, I do firmly believe that if Enoch were a Muslim man, I believe that the outcome would have been very different. I think it would have been accepted.
They accepted Enoch's belief.
Yeah, they did.
They said, okay. And they turned around and said, he won't ever be in your class. He won't kind of ever be, not in your company, but you won't have to address him.
So then I'm confused because obviously know with the Enoch story. I haven't been following it in depth because I'm not overly invested in the story. But then I don't understand how it got from that to them saying to him, well, you don't have to address the student using the
pronouns. Because his whole thing was, why are you telling me, why are you saying I have to do it?
But they told him he didn't have to do it, so I'm confused.
Well, then, knowing that the Burkes, how they feel, guys, about the LGBTQ community, yeah? And they've been very...
Very vocal, yeah.
Long before this happened in the school, they stood outside the Dáil with posters quoting the Bible and all about man should not lie by man, it's an abomination. Mm-hmm. So we know quite clearly that the Burkes are anti-LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Surely, would he have not have had an issue before this? Because in every school... Given the laws of probability, in every school there's a certain percentage of pupils who are gay.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be. That's a fact. So would he?
The thing with Enoch as well is he just stood his ground, which he is very well entitled to. But he went beyond that, verbally attacking the principal.
That's not appropriate.
And then I see a few people. Jess has put it down, and she's entitled to her opinion. That just keep fining him. They have. He's over 300K worth of fines.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's told not to go to the school. He keeps going to the school.
What I think the issue is, Angela, and I could be wrong, is, and particularly where it comes in with the support for Enoch, I think you strip away all of that and bring it back to the basics of the issue with trans. I think people... I could be wrong, but this is my feeling. I think people are fed up of all this over the top political correctness where they have to conform. And if they don't conform...
But he wasn't after me.
I'm just speaking in general about why I think Enoch has garnered the support he has. I think it's because people are sick of being told to conform to all this different stuff.
But let me put this to you then, Katie. I just want to put this to Katie and I'll put this to every single person listening.
I don't care what someone does. I don't care how someone wants to be gender. I'm not going to give my opinion on trans or what I think.
No, why are you afraid to?
Well, you wouldn't know nowadays.
Okay, well, let me put this to you. Okay, from a parent's point of view, okay, transgenderism is a fact whether we like to accept it or not. You know, there were children who believed that they were born in the wrong body and belonged to the wrong. Mm-hmm. So transgender people, lads, are not going to go away. They've been around. And by the way, you think it's a
this
new
is
thing.
Going around
trans,
a lot longer.
Transgender people have been around since Jesus was around, if you believe in that sort of thing. So transgenderism is not a new concept, guys. It's not a new concept, okay?
Seems more now. It's
that's just because of social media. Social media.
Yeah, maybe.
So
maybe.
Transgender people around in Roman times.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
If you're daughter, when she came to her teenage years and she was, when she was understanding her sexuality and all that, there is a chance that she could turn around and say, I feel that I'm in the...
Yes.
And it must be terrible for a parent, by the way. We know someone who's gone through this.
Yeah. Who has I would rather my child tell me they're trans than find out my child is sick, to be honest with you. Yeah. I'd rather find out of a trans child than a sick child.
Except in case you know someone who had a son who's now a daughter.
I wouldn't be thrilled about it, I'll be honest, because I gave birth to a girl.
But if you're... child said that they, and this is to every single one of you listening to this, if you were a parent, there is a chance that your child would turn around at some stage and say that they're in the wrong body. Yeah?
Yeah, there's a chance it could happen, for anyone.
So just picture this, your daughter's 16 years of age in school.
Yes.
Yeah, and she no longer wants to identify.
Yes.
She wants they, them pronouns.
Well, the first thing I'd do is I'd take her to a psychologist.
Yeah, of course you would. Of course you would. Yeah. And quite hard to do that. But you would go mad as seeing every single parent would go mad if the school that your child was going to would not support.
There is where, what do you mean support?
As in respect. Well then respect.
Respect, yeah. But if a teacher said to me, look, here's my position on it. I don't believe in trans, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to gender somebody something they're not. I believe man is man, woman is woman. I would respect that.
Leave that shit. Leave that shit at the door. Would you?
But it's no. Just come in there a
second.
Yeah,
go on.
What annoys me about this so much is people who are transgender, they say it's body dysmorphia, it's a mental illness. Aren't we meant to treat people with mental illness with kindness?
Yes, we are.
Isn't this what we have been talking about for years now?
Angela, come on. When we've men wanted to compete on the Olympics with women and stuff like that.
No, that's not right. No, you're not listening to what Angela's saying.
I get what she's saying, respect, but don't plumb us.
If I make a mistake and misgender you, don't go off on one.
I misgender Katie every day.
No, the point is people do go off on one for misgendering. It's this whole thing,
but
and it's
shouldn't.
Not fair on people who are still, people who don't understand fully. Not everybody understands the trans situation.
But in the Enoch Burke, as Angela says, in the Enoch Burke situation, as far as I can see, looking back now, it's a storm in a teacup. He was never going to be sitting with this child in the canteen of the school. He was never going to be playing sport. Mm. So there was never going to be in his class. There was never a time that this was even going to happen. And it was,
Enoch did all this to himself.
Yeah, completely. Enoch is where he is because of his actions and nothing else. Stay there for a second, please, Angela. Anyway, the point I was making, just to finish up on this, okay? People who are transitioning and who are confused about their sexuality, especially, I would hate to be in that position because
I wouldn't say it's easy. What must be
going on in there? And for all of you saying it doesn't exist, transgenderism doesn't exist, they're all fucked up in the head. If you believe they're fucked up in the head, show them a bit of compassion. Don't call them freaks.
But at the same time, have a bit of understanding on both sides for people who do say, well, someone who has a penis is a man and someone who has a vagina is a woman. Have a bit of compassion as well for those people who want to stick by their own beliefs. If somebody wants to be a man or a woman or feels they are and they're struggling, shit. That's horrible.
You do you.
I wouldn't want to hear anybody struggling like that. But at the same time, don't jump on somebody because they're not straight on board
with
this.
But again, the Burke thing wasn't being asked to go out for a meal with this kid. You know, he wasn't asked to sit down and watch movies with the kid. He wasn't asked to go to the pub.
I didn't realise that the school had actually put kind of a almost like a barrier in place to mean he didn't have to actually.
Well, no, it wasn't a barrier. It was that.
Well, a mental barrier.
Yeah, but when you're in school, there's lots of teachers in the school I went to that you never have any conversation with. Anyway, Martin, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, you said there about Muslim teachers, they wouldn't be teaching in a in a Catholic school or a Protestant school anyway. So with the influx and the rise of Muslim people who are probably going to college and that, if they want to become a teacher, where do you expect them to teach? You know, if they can teach English, they can teach any other subject. They don't have to teach religion.
No, but
they
I'm
don't have to get
I'm,
involved at school masses. So where do you expect these people to teach?
I haven't come across it yet. I haven't come across a Muslim teacher in a Catholic school. Now, maybe that is the case. But one would imagine that a Muslim teacher wouldn't go for a job in a Catholic school. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's Catholic teachers.
Okay, let's say in a hospital, in an emergency department in a hospital, and the doctor someone comes in to see a doctor, and the doctor is a Muslim doctor. And she says, "Now, Miss Mac," and I say to you, "Well, sorry, I don't identify as female. I identify as a male." Yeah. And she, as in her beliefs, said, "Well, I'm going to stick by my own beliefs. I'm going to call you such and such." I guarantee she wouldn't be reprimanded in the same way.
Again, I do not know because it's never happened, or if it has happened, I don't know. So we're just talking about hypotheticals. Martin, sorry, go on.
I kind of half missed that there, what
so,
you were saying.
So anyway, back to the point, I don't know about Muslim teachers in Catholic schools. I don't know if there is one.
Well, I'm just saying, like, because that I think it's daft that you think that maybe there's not. But with the whole Enoch thing, like, I mean, it's not going to be the last you hear of him, I mean, because, like, his family going to be pulling stunts left, right and centre, like, you know. So this is probably not the last time you hear about Enoch Burke.
Well, no, you're because he's the support he has, by the way, it's mostly in the States. It's mostly with these fundamental nutjob religious freaks in the States, these Bible bashers in the States who are all over it. I mean, all you have to do is look at the commentary online, and a lot of them are these Bible bashers from the States who think that Enoch is the second coming of Christ and stuff like that. But where can he go from here? What can he do from here? He no longer works for that school. What are the school, in your opinion, Martin, what are the school, now, from what I believe, and from, we spoke to a student of the school there a couple of months ago on this podcast, from what I believe, he was actually an excellent teacher, and it's a shame that it's come to this, but what school would hire Enoch now, in your opinion?
Well, nowhere is going to hire him, like, but at the end of the day, his family have a few businesses, he can work in them, you know, and as I said there in a comment there earlier, you know, with all the stunts they're pulling, the social media followers they have, I'm sure it'll be all right for a few quid. You know, if he went and made his own page tomorrow or this afternoon, he could gain followers like that, putting out content. So he'll be all right for a few bob.
I get the feeling it's not about money. I think it's all about his principles. I don't think
he needs money to live though, Katie, at the end of the day.
Which?
He needs money to live.
Oh, no, 100%. But I still don't think he'll back down with money. I think he'll be back.
There's people queuing up at their house to do grinds.
Yeah.
I don't worry about it. I mean, the family, as you say, they're a very intelligent family. They're very well educated.
Highly intelligent family.
More intelligent than most families in Ireland. Unfortunately, not only are they very intelligent, in my opinion as well, they're very brainwashed into believing that religion is the be all and end all of everything, and that the book of the Bible should be taken literally. I don't believe any religious book should be taken literally, but they obviously believe that the Bible should be taken literally.
Geez, I don't know about that, Jeremy, the way you talk about the Quran on this podcast now.
Well, there you go. But let me ask you a question then, Martin. In your place of work, I don't know where you work, but would you respect someone's pronouns in your place of work?
Would I respect them? You're hardly going to go around, you're hardly going to walk in and say what you think of them, really, if you happen to work with them.
I think
it's bullshit, like, and you know that.
I know you
it's
do.
It's they, them.
Yeah, I don't believe there's 60 different genders either, but if an email around went, by the way, it's only a word, they, them, like, I mean, if you're triggered over two words, we use the words they, them in everyday language anyway, do we
not? Yeah, but it's bollocks, like.
Okay, it's bollocks, but if an email went around in your place of work on Monday saying, there's a new person starting on Monday, and the name is, I don't know, Phil is the name of the person, and Phil uses they, them pronouns. Would you respect that?
Sure, what choice would I have?
That's,
I mean, I wouldn't kick off about it.
Exactly. You know, why wouldn't you kick off about it?
Why wouldn't I kick off about it?
Yeah.
It's fuck all to do with me, like.
There you go. But you just said a second ago, you don't believe in all that bullshit.
Well, I don't believe in all that bullshit, I don't believe in a lot of stuff. It doesn't mean... It doesn't mean I have to go by it. Like if I don't agree with it, if somebody comes in, like I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, by the way, you're full of shit. Do you know what I mean? I'd just be like, yeah, I'd just speak to them or whatever, because clearly if they are that way inclined and they're they, them, they have some sort of mental difficulty, do you know, in my view.
So they should be helped and not slagged, yeah?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so not called freaks of nature like some people call them and laugh
that's
at them.
Just childish, like that is just childish.
Oh no, that's...
I mean, you can disagree with something now without turning to juvenile.
The bottom line is he kicked up this huge, huge fuss about something that really didn't affect his life.
Well, it did affect his life. It affected his working life. But I don't agree with all the shit that he went on with the principal and all of that. I agree with his actual principles, but I don't agree the way he went about it. It was completely and utterly wrong. He actually probably could have got a way around it and got a few fucking pound compensation out of them, really and truly.
No, but
if he played it smart.
Yeah, but he could have kept his job, I assume, if he just had kept his gob shut and realised that, you know, that in a place of work, there are certain rules that you have to abide by.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he didn't have the same growing up as everyone else, Jeremy. You do know that. Like, you know, oh, he was homeschooled and fucking... Do you know, like, it's not exactly... He didn't have... a conventional upbringing.
Well, that is my problem, and it's probably a conversation for another day. My problem with homeschooling is that when you're homeschooled, you're literally not getting two sides of everything. You're literally being taught what your parents think, and you're not getting an oversight into the world, and you're not getting more than one view on the world. You're literally getting the view, and obviously, Enoch's parents are both very religious people, and they passed their religion down to every single one of their kids. And look what's after happening. Their kids have in my opinion, have a very narrow view on life. They're not very tolerant.
They do, but they're also very successful. They're also very highly educated.
Absolutely.
When you look at that.
Very highly
educated. When you look at that aspect of it too.
Very highly educated, yeah. But completely stuck in the dark ages as far as I'm concerned.
Well, maybe that's your opinion, but...
Well, they're very intolerant. Would you not agree?
I suppose they are.
I'm sorry, for
I
very...
I suppose they are in some retrospects, but...
And for... Sorry,
again,
sorry Mark.
Again, if...
For very intelligent people, yeah, and very educated people, yeah, the way they have conducted themselves in court and stuff like that is an embarrassment. Like...
Oh, it is, yeah. It is.
They're legal professionals and they don't know how to conduct themselves in a court of law.
Yeah. But I suppose if they were representing somebody that wasn't a family member now, they might act a bit differently in court. You know, when emotions run high. But like, I mean, again, if it goes back to it, if it was a Muslim teacher or it was somebody of the Muslim faith, there'd be nothing said. It'd be no problem.
How do we know that though? That's never happened.
Jeremy, I've been listening to this podcast long enough.
But
we don't have what you think.
We don't have any example of that though,
as of yet. But the thing is, as well, it would be just swept underneath the carpet if it was a Muslim teacher. I guarantee it would.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, how are you?
How is Angela still there?
No, but we'll get her back.
Oh, damn, Grant. I'll get to Enoch in a minute. Are we seriously defending Barbie fucking Kardashian now?
No, she wasn't.
Is that where we're going?
No, she wasn't defending Barbie.
Oh, no, Jeremy, come on. No, she was defending it.
No,
she was defending it.
No, she wasn't defending Barbie
Kardashian. Oh, she has a mental illness. Yeah, maybe a few million of them. We're now at a stage of life where we're defending people like that. Oh, Jesus Christ. Stop the bus. I want to get off.
What she was saying is, do you not believe that people with mental illnesses should be looked at, should be helped and not mocked?
Some, but if you're someone like Barbara Kardashian or someone who thinks they don't have a gender, then no, sorry, you're all fair game.
I think Barbara Kardashian is dangerous and should be locked up, but also has problems that need to be treated.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's get the Barbie Kardashian out of the way first. Sorry, Angela's there. She wants to respond. Get that out of the way first, and then we move on to Enoch. Go ahead. You there, Angela?
About Barbie Kardashian. Yeah, sorry.
You're defending it. You're defending it. A thing like that.
Are you for real?
I am, yeah. You're defending a thing like that.
A thing like that? Yes, I am. Because that thing has severe mental issues.
Yeah, and that thing can't be saved. That thing cannot be helped. That thing is far past needing help. Needs a fucking straitjacket.
So you can go around and call us. Absolutely. But okay, that doesn't mean you turn around and...
Okay, no, that's not what you... Again, Jess, you can't... You just hear something and you hear something different. Barbie...
Oh, hang on, Jeremy.
No, listen, no, you hang on for a second. Barbara Kardashian, who was previously Gabrielle, I can't remember, Gabrielle was her name, suffered extreme physical and sexual abuse at the hands of her violent father. Like, the stuff that...
And mother.
The stuff that Gabrielle had to go through, and this isn't defending. Angela's not defending Barbie Kardashian.
She just said she was. Did you not hear her? She just said she was.
I'm
defending her mental illness. I'm defending calling somebody like that a freak.
Yeah, he is a freak.
Mental illness. Yeah. He's not a freak.
Yeah, here's the thing, Jess. People would have called you a freak 20 years ago, and some people still do.
Here we go. Because you're gay.
No, here we go, nothing. I never thought that.
But that's true, Jess.
It was against the law to be gay. It was literally against the law, Jess.
Yeah, you were, and in some people's eyes, you would still be considered, to use your words, it's a horrible word to describe someone that would be considered a freak, Jess. Yes, you would.
I wouldn't give a shit. Now let me get back to Enoch. The school started all this. They started all this shit. They could have just said to the child or the student or the parents, said, look, they're his views. We can't change them. You're just going to have to accept it. But no, what are the school doing? They're pandering. Oh, well, the student's view is actually more important and more entitled than the teacher's.
Jessie.
So we're going to accommodate you more. That's where we're going. We're pandering all this fucking bullshit.
The child wasn't going to be in the class with Enoch.
Do you know that for a fact?
But he wasn't a student of... Oh, he was in the same school.
But do you know for a fact that they never have to interact? And you know what's gas, Jeremy? Do you know what makes me sick and actually keeps me up at night? The fact we wasted prison time on him, the fact we wasted I don't know how many resources on keeping him in prison when filthy, dirty people like that fella Ethan Lacey, I sent you the picture about him, you can look up his name, he gets to walk away scot fucking free.
Nobody should get off after committing a horrible crime, Jess. But he broke
Enoch has broken the law. On more than one time.
She's not hearing that. She won't even listen.
Jess, you were the one who said,
Jess, can you actually listen to what she's saying for a second? You kept saying, I have listened to you.
You kept saying, find him. Keep finding him.
They have to. He's broken a barring order. Save that for dirtbags
like Lacey, who touch up six-year-olds. But no, we'll let him walk away scot-fucking-free, and we'll target Enoch, because he's an easy fucking target.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Have any of us said that that's wrong?
And Jeremy and Angela, you both cannot agree. The justice system in this country isn't always fair. It's not always fair.
It's not always
You do have people walking out with how many, walking around on bail with how many convictions.
Completely.
And people who don't pay their fucking TV license then... incarcerated.
So the prison is full of people who didn't pay a TV license.
Have we ever spoken
to someone who did time for not paying a TV license?
Apparently, you can go to jail for it. I don't know if anybody ever has, but let's be honest, the justice system across the world, it doesn't always do the right thing. It doesn't.
But Jess's argument, and it's used all the time, that when someone gets locked up, the argument is, oh, he got locked up and this person that did that. Jess, again,
two things can be wrong at the same time.
Anybody who commits a sexual offence against any other human being, be it a child or an adult, are you listening to me, Jess? Say this slowly.
I'm listening to you, don't talk down to me like I'm a fucking child.
You need to calm down.
You literally
need to calm down. Anybody that commits a sexual...
I'm not going
to
calm down when you're talking down.
Just stop. Okay. I'll say it to her so she can listen. Anybody that commits a sexual assault and is found guilty of a sexual assault against an adult or a child should be locked up and the key thrown away. Okay?
But they're not. That's the problem.
But they should be. Okay? There you go. Full stop.
So why aren't they?
Also...
Why are we going after
also, Eden Target? Okay, we're not getting anywhere. I'm doing that. I literally can't.
Brought her on to talk. Let her talk. Give her a minute to talk.
And anybody who breaks a barring order, a court-appointed barring order, should also be behind bars. When you're held in contempt of court, Jess, end up in prison. Yeah? So two things...
I don't see them on the same level.
But if...
I'd rather see him get fined for the rest of his days. He's not going to... I don't think they've ever gone to prison.
He's not going
to
pay the fines. Because he doesn't...
He's going to have to pay the fines, just keep fining him. But he should never have gone to prison. Because like I said, we should keep that space for people who actually deserve it, who are dangerous. People like Barbie Kardashian, Ethan Lacey. I can go on and on and on. All the Larry Murphys of the world. That's who should be in fucking prison. But you're telling me, oh, well, two things could be wrong at the same time. Well, from the looks of the Irish justice system, Jeremy, it seems like it's always...
I get her point. There's
your man
rapists.
Ethan Lacey should not be walking the streets. I get her point.
I get what she's saying.
People ask us all the time, why don't you talk about... And I want to address this just before we wrap up. That case, Ethan Lacey, absolutely disgraceful that he was given a suspended sentence. That is disgraceful, okay? People ask us, why don't we talk about these stories? Will you tell people why we don't talk about these stories?
Because it's sub judice.
Well, no, not only because it's... Well, no, this case is over. Because there's no argument in it.
Yeah,
we all are in agreement.
Who's ever going to agree? There's two reasons we won't discuss something that's a court case. It's one, because it's undebatable. Who is going to possibly debate on something that is so horrific?
Yeah.
And two, if it's sub judice. You don't want to prejudice. And people don't get this. Why don't you talk about this? Why don't... If a case is sub judice before the courts,
we cannot discuss it.
Because the last thing we would want to do is to do something that could prejudice, like the likes of Aisling Murphy when your aunt Joseph Pushka was. Yeah. Do you remember the immense messages? Why aren't you talking about it? Imagine we did something and we let someone on to say they knew Joseph Pushka.
You can't choose.
And they said this, that, and the other about him. But then his solicitor said, well, he didn't have a fair trial because on opinions matter on such and such day, he went on and said this, and that was out in the public domain.
Jess doesn't want to listen. She just doesn't want to
listen. We cannot even take the chance of influencing a trial.
Okay, but to the people who always give out about why don't you talk about sex offenders getting off, okay? Our podcast is a debate podcast, and most of the topics we do have two sides. Like the topic we just discussed, there's people on one side and people on the other side. The reason we are as horrified as everybody else that sex offenders walk free. Would you agree, Katie?
Yes.
What sort of sicko wouldn't be horrified by that? What sort of sicko wouldn't be angry about someone like Ethan Lacey getting a suspended sentence?
It's just so wrong.
There is no debate in it.
Yeah.
So we could sit here for an hour and a half taking Jess.
But I get her point that.
Why did he get off? The prisons have people in them for lesser sentences.
Meanwhile, there's animals walking around the streets, and that's.
And two things can be wrong at
but
the same
that's,
time.
No, well, you, two things can be wrong, but I mean, yeah. the system should get people in who are dangerous to society. And that Enoch Burke is not dangerous to society,
but he's not a danger to society.
But that guy, that dirty animal who got a suspended sentence, he's a danger.
Yep.
And yet he's still walking among us.
Yeah, but that's why we
don't. How wrong is that?
But again, it's not that we're afraid to talk about it. Why won't you talk about it? It's not that we're afraid to talk about these.
How much can you say about it? Everybody's going to agree it's
literally
wrong.
Literally every call would say he should be locked up. There's not one person who doesn't believe, well, I'd like to think there's not one person listening to this podcast who doesn't believe that someone who sexually assaults, especially a child, but sexually assaults anybody,
horrific,
shouldn't be behind bars. Okay, so that is the reason we don't do it. So stop asking us why we don't do it. Why don't you talk about the light sentence that sex offenders get? Because there's no debate in it. There is no debate in it. We all are on the same page. Okay, that's what, you know. And there's Kathleen saying the same thing. Look at the filth that's walking our streets, and Enoch Burke is locked up.
She's right, and we all agree. And people are going to jail.
And Kathleen
for the
again,
TV license. Apparently, an old woman. Let's see, an elderly woman. Jailed TV license. I think.
No, I'm sure it has happened, but I'm saying the prisons aren't full of people who
chronically ill grandmother jailed after not paying her.
Yeah, happened
Six
in 2018.
Meanwhile, this pervert, dirty rapist thing is walking around.
You don't get jailed for not paying a TV license. What happens is...
I know, you're supposed to go to court and then
you ignore...
You
get a fine.
Yes,
you get a fine,
yes.
And if you ignore the fine. So nobody gets locked up per se for not having a TV license. Anyway, I'm worn out after that. You just can't... I don't know if this will be the last time we talk about Enoch Burke. Who knows what he will do from here? Who knows what the future holds? He's probably not going to go away. And if I were a betting man, yeah?
I'd say the parents are delighted he's not going to be hanging around the school anymore, though, because you wouldn't have been comfortable really sending your kids in every day.
No, but that
with
circus going on
school.
Outside.
You wouldn't want that going on. And it doesn't matter who supports Enoch. Nobody would want to send their kid into that kind of contentious situation.
Photographers outside the school. As the song goes, Katie, hey, teacher...
Leave us kids alone.
That's exactly what it is. That's the song. Well done. Very impressive.
We've talked about teachers 2 days in a row now.
Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. And we will talk to you on the next one. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And we'll catch you on the next fiery episode of Opinions Matter.